Welcome to today's episode. I'm Tim Holland, CEO of Deep Earth Marketing, the premier growth partner exclusively for independent jewelers. Today, we are talking about a critical strategic window that many store owners completely miss, and it is all about how smart jewelers use off-season Facebook ads to dominate holiday sales. Every July, most independent jewelers do the exact same thing with their Facebook and Instagram ad budgets. They cut them, traffic is slower, engagement season feels like it is winding down, and the store is quieter. So the instinct is to pull back, save the budget, and ramp up in September for the holiday season. It sounds logical, but it is actually one of the most expensive mistakes you can make in jewelry store marketing. The truth is, the jewelers who consistently crush Q4 are not the ones who turn on their ads in October. They are the ones who spent the summer building audiences, training the algorithms, and testing the creative that makes November and December print money. Let me break down exactly how this works and why summer CPMs are your biggest competitive advantage. CPM, or cost per thousand impressions, is the price you pay to put your ads in front of people, and it fluctuates dramatically throughout the year. In Q4, every retailer in America floods Meta's ad auction. Department stores, big box retailers, direct-to-consumer brands, and your local competitors all crank up their budgets for Black Friday and holiday shopping. The result? CPMs spike 40 to 60% compared to summer months, sometimes even more. That means the exact same ad, shown to the exact same audience, costs you significantly more in November than it does right now in July. For independent jewelers, this creates a massive strategic window. Summer CPMs are typically the lowest of the year. Every dollar you spend in July and August buys you more reach, more impressions, and more data than that same dollar spent in October. Think of it like buying real estate before the market heats up. You are getting the exact same asset at a fraction of the cost. But the real goal of summer ads is not necessarily immediate sales, because nobody is shopping for holiday gifts in July. The real goal is building audiences and data. Meta's algorithm needs data to learn who is most likely to take action. Every website visit, every add to cart, and every engagement trains the pixel. If you go dark for 3 months and then flip your ads back on in October, you are starting from scratch. The algorithm has to relearn your customer base right when CPMs are at their peak. That is maximum cost and minimum optimization. Instead, you want to use summer to build custom audiences. Think of website visitors from the last 180 days who browsed engagement rings or custom design pages, video viewers who watched 50% or more of your brand story, and your email list matched against Meta's user base. These warm audiences will convert at a much higher rate when you hit them with holiday campaigns in November. Plus, your lookalike audiences will be sharper because they are built on robust summer seed data. When it comes to creative angles, remember that buying behavior just shifts in the summer. Engagement season is still active because couples get engaged on summer vacations, beach sunsets, and hiking trips. Anniversary and birthday gifts happen year-round, and self-purchased jewelry performs strongly as people attend weddings and summer events. Furthermore, behind-the-scenes content and custom design promotions build trust and shorten lead times while your bench team has more availability. To structure this effectively, I recommend a simple three-part framework for independent jewelers. Put 40% of your summer budget into evergreen awareness with video views and reach. Put 30% into active engagement ring prospecting to capture year-round buyers. And put the final 30% into retargeting warm website and video visitors. For independent jewelers, summer Meta ad budgets typically range from $1,500 to $4,000 per month. That is often 50 to 70% of what you might spend in Q4, but because CPMs are lower, you are getting comparable or even greater reach. The key is consistency. A steady monthly budget through the summer builds far more value than cramming all your spend into October. When September arrives, you will have a fully trained pixel, massive retargeting pools, and high-quality lookalikes ready to go. If you want to dive deeper into custom marketing strategies tailored specifically for your jewelry store, head over to deepearthmkt.com and let's start growing your business together.